Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome back. Final hour of the Bill Michaels Show is we got a lot going on this hour. This is going to be a good one because, the Packers are back on the practice field. David Bakhtiari is not. And as Matt LaFleur states today, that they are doing more mental practices than they are physical practices, as his team, he says, is pretty beat up right now. So they're trying to take it easy on some of these guys. By the way, some breaking news. Stan Van Gundy has been hired as the new New Orleans Pelicans coach. Stan Van Gundy trying to take that team to the next level now. And by the way, all the breaking news on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network brought to you by Pennzoil, made with natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. So David Bakhtiari was on the big show yesterday, which is on 1250 AM out of Milwaukee. He makes his weekly appearance there. And, obviously coming back and being nicked up in that game in which he was not able to return, he talks about, Ndamukong Suh and the fact that, there's not a lot of love lost between these guys. And he says Suh is flat out a dirty player.
In dealing with a guy like Suh, is it his mouth? Is it his actions? Like, what is it that gets under everybody's skin when they got to deal with that guy?
I'd say more of his actions. I mean, guys talk. That's kind of the nature of the beast. But, actions speak louder than words, so to speak. And with him, I mean, he's just, throughout his history, he has done what he's done. And you can't really say one way or another or try and make it look good. I mean, he's done dirty things, and he's gotten fined for that, to significant amounts, I believe, to 6 figures worth. And that kind of just talks about, who he is. If he's got someone in a compromised position, granted, depending on how he's feeling, he will potentially take advantage or expose. That's an individual, and that's not something that I would really co-sign with.
He's a dirty player, for lack of a better term. I mean, that's just what it is. He also says, hey, look, when it comes to the injury to the chest, here's the update.
I can just tell you that it's definitely not season ending, and I'm just going to take it one day, one step at a time, and I'll be back out there.
Are you playing this Sunday, though? Can we talk about this Sunday?
I gave you more than enough, more than I've said to anyone.
Yeah, so. All right. I'll take it.
I'll leave it at that.
I love the fact that they asked the question and went for it. But the good news is it's not season-ending. He is not practicing today. We don't know the specifics, so we'll just have to kind of cross our fingers. To me, I'll be honest, you hope he plays because you need David Bakhtiari. There is no other David Bakhtiari on this team. But And also because the pass rush can be pretty good. They can't tackle worth a lick, and they're not great. And you're going to hear more about the Texans defense coming up here in a little bit with John McClain, the Texans writer for the Houston Chronicle. But you still, the pass rush can be lethal at times, specifically bouncing around J.J. Watt. So you would like to think that David Bakhtiari is going to be back. But I would guess, if I had to be a betting man, I'd probably guess not in this upcoming contest. He then goes on to talk about Aaron Rodgers being hit late in that ballgame.
I saw the tail end of it. I really just saw Aaron on the ground. And immediately, I mean, my first reaction is run over there and do what we do best, protect him in any way, in any fashion. And it was awesome to see guys like Robert Tonyan, who were already close to the play, get in on the action early, kind of let that guy know that was I can't use the word on the radio, but it was not okay. And we were going to physically let him know and have our presence felt. And then, you know, once the cavalry ran in, we let it be known. But I was happy to see Aaron pop up right away, let us know that the hit didn't hurt him, and go ahead and celebrate and do what you do, man. I mean, if you put yourself out in the line like that and your body like that, we, you know, go right ahead and celebrate and make us feel good for what you just did.
In addition to that, Bakhtiari says the loss, a lot of what you heard already from Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, Bakhtiari reiterates, saying the loss to the Bucs, this game, you're starting to read a lot of the hype about how good the offense was, that they were the best team in the NFL, they're going to a Super Bowl. And look, we were at fault. We were starting to believe it as well. We're buying into it, right? Talking about the wins that they had, the quality of wins, and by winning a lot. So Bakhtiari said this was a wake-up call.
Yeah, I mean, there are times we've gone to a game and I've felt a certain way, a vibe, and we've gone out there and I've been completely incorrect. It was like my instincts were wrong, and there's times where I've felt a certain way going to a game. My instincts were absolutely right. So it's really just you have to kind of find you have to temp or kind of gauge how the team reacts based on what we, you know, what's going on around us. And, you know, I agree with them. A lot of people were talking about how great we were, and clearly, you know, I would definitely use it as some sort of wake up call. And I wouldn't say I'm glad, because I want to go 16-0 every game.
There you go.
Or every year, and I want to win every single game we can, because that's why we go out there and play the game. We play the game to win. But if that's what guys need to kind of come back to reality, so to speak, and kind of be humble, because it's a very humbling league. You can take all the accolades you want for what people say about you, but at the end of the day, you didn't get there by just feeling good about yourself. You got there through grinding, through hard work, through your preparation, and that's what you need to stick to. And I think that's, you know, I have had conversations with Corey about it. We've been around a long time and playing this game together. That was one thing that we kind of had talked about, that you have to weather the storm, either when it's a good storm or a bad storm. You have to try as hard as you can to stay, I wouldn't say as neutral as possible, but you have to stay on your path and what your preparation is and not really stray from that, whether you're on the highs of highs or lows of lows. And that's how you, throughout a course of a season, how you stay as consistent as possible.
And then he goes on to wax a little bit about the upcoming opponent, which is the Houston Texans.
Again, I think it's a good front. I think they're a hungry football team that hasn't won as much as they'd like. And again, I think we're going to get their best shot. So, you know, coming in, I think biggest thing, you got to buckle that chin strap and get ready for a four-quarter battle and, you know, weather the storm. I think that's the most important thing for us going into this game.
So there you go. David Bakhtiari talking about the upcoming opponent, and he knows they're going to get their best shot, but would not give up as to whether or not he would be a part of it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Polyurea coatings, epoxy floor coatings, rough finishes, smooth finishes, colors, whatever. They got it. It'll beautify your home. It beautifies your workspace. They are a proud, proud sponsor that helps us give you great Super Bowl coverage each and every year as well. We can't say thanks enough to them. Go to Epoxy Flooring Done Right. That is Epoxy Flooring Done Right for all the details. And if you're looking for a job, Sean needs some help, by the way. So go to Epoxy Flooring Done Right. That is Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Let's do this. When we come back, we'll take a listen to Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur just addressed the media, and I wanted to take a listen to that when we get back. So We'll get Matt LaFleur's presser. We'll hear that coming up at the bottom of the hour then. You're going to hear the conversation with John McClain, the Texans writer for the Houston Chronicle, about the upcoming opponent, the Houston Texans. Stay tuned. We got a lot left to go right here on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Glad to have you. Welcome back. Come on up here in about 15 minutes. John McClain, Texans writer for the Houston Chronicle. Going to hear that conversation. That's coming up. But Matt LaFleur, the head coach of your Green Bay Packers, just left the podium, and I wanted you to hear some of the conversation. Here's Matt LaFleur and meeting with the media today as the Packers had a lighter practice. There you go. That was the head coach, Matt LaFleur, and giving kind of an update as to where his team's at, more of a mental approach at this point, just for the fact that his team's a little bit beat up. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin. Look, with the quarantine and everything going on, and then obviously COVID, and then being out, and then not out, and then in masks, and you can't work out, all that kind of stuff. Look, it's been an up-and-down year. We all know that. And maybe you put on a little bit of weight, you want to take it off because you know the holidays are coming, right? You want to jumpstart the all-in-one weight loss program. They have got a way to do it, and it works, and I'm proof of that. I'm from 292 down to 237. So, look, all you got to do is call 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Give them a buzz. Tell them we said hi. And if you're looking for more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, it could be low T. You can go get tested for that. Or if things that during the quarantine have not been good in the bedroom, then they can help you out with that as well. But you can't do anything if you don't call. One phone number for the entire state and beyond the borders. 414-455-4451. Again, 414-455-4451. There you have it. David Bakhtiari not practicing today. Tyler Lancaster out with a shoulder. Robert Tonyan, don't know what the problem is there, but he was not there. Tyler Irvin's got the wrist, and Darnell Savage has the thigh. So none of them practicing today. Let's do this. Stay tuned, because when we come back, one of the best writers and analysts or coverers of football, John McClain, Texans writer for the Houston Chronicle, been around a long time, really good guy. Going to hear his comments about the Texans. That's coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. Hey, I want to remind you, one of our good sponsors, which is our friends at Lincoln Contractor Supply, they have a big sale going on this week, and going to stop out, as a matter of fact. I need a chop saw. I'm starting to get into, like, the I don't want to say farmhouse stuff, but more like the wooden craftsman stuff. I need to build a long table, almost like bar top height. And I've been looking and looking and looking, and they're $400-$600 online. I could buy the lumber and put it all together, but I need to buy a chop saw. So I think I'm going to go over and see Lincoln Contractor Supply, our good friends over there. They got a big sale going on this week in West Allis at 111-11. So that's 11111 West Hayes Avenue over there in West Allis. That's their West Allis location. Big sale going on. So if you're a contractor or supplier, man, and you want to look for some good equipment, head on over, but I'm going to do that. I've really gotten into kind of creating my own at home during this whole, which many people have. Home renovations are like going through the roof right now. Hey, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Quick Trip. They have the heat and eats, the great meals right now, just like mom made. They make them up fresh. They ship them out that day. They end up in the coolers, and you take them home that day and pop them in the microwave, and you're good to go. It's fantastic. And I had a friend of mine earlier today take a picture and send it to me and everything. Really good stuff from our friends over there at Quick Trip. Quick Trip, they got you covered. That's what's for dinner. So John McClain, longtime writer for the Houston Chronicle, covers the Texans, and chatted with him just about the state of this Texans team right now.
Their defense is awful. I watched all these people around the country be critical of Romeo Crennel for going for two to beat the Titans instead of taking a chance on his defense, which is god-awful, stopping the Titans from scoring a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Anybody that has watched this defense knows that Crennel made the right choice. And people talk about the percentages. And I tell them, percentages haven't watched this team. Percentages haven't seen how bad this defense is. And they proved it right after that. They had 76-yard touchdown drive to tie, 82-yard touchdown drive to win in overtime. So I think, why would anybody in their right mind think that if they'd have gone ahead and kicked the extra point, they could have kept the Titans from scoring a touchdown and a two-point conversion? Give me Deshaun Watson to win on the two-yard line when he's playing great against a defense that's not very good any day of the week than relying on this defense to do squat. And the defense is historically bad when it comes to stopping the run, giving up 177.6 yards a game. They've already given up 100-yard runners in the first six games. They gave up three the last 2 years. So they can't stop a nosebleed, can't stop a clock. We've used all the cliches, but I look for the Packers to bounce back in a big way.
So, obviously, we pay attention to the defense down there, being J.J. Watt fans. Talk about J.J. and how he's kind of toiling away right now on a defense that's got to be extremely frustrating for him.
J.J. is coming off his best game of the season. He had a strip sack. He had a bunch of tackles, two behind the line of scrimmage. You know he's going to want to play great against the Packers. It's his team growing up. You know, he's always telling the stories about going to Lambeau and trying to get him to ride his bike and all these things about the first time Brett Favre actually looked at him when he was a kid. Brett was probably looking at 50 kids at the time. They all thought he was looking at them. So this will be special for him, not only because he's been humiliated playing on a defense as bad, but also because he wants to win so bad. He may be the most competitive player I've covered in 44 years. And, of course, he's going against his favorite team growing up. So it's especially big for J.J. Watt.
This team, you talk about Deshaun Watson, they trade away DeAndre Hopkins. How far back did Bill O'Brien set this team in some of the moves that he has made?
Well, the problem is not the wide receivers. Their passing game's working really well. They got a first-time play caller, Tim Kelly, offensive coordinator. O'Brien took it back a game. They lost to Minnesota. He got fired. At that point, they lost. They'd won. They were 1-6 in their last seven games. They had trailed in double digits in every game. We're always having to play from behind. They're a terrible team when it comes to starting in the first quarter. And so he traded Hopkins, but he brought in Brandon Cooks, who's playing well. He brought in Randall Cobb, who's playing well. He brought in David Johnson in that trade. And Johnson is what he is. I mean, he's good for about 50 to 70 yards a game, and he's a good receiver who hasn't really been incorporated into the passing game because they have so many options. Watson leads the NFL in average yards per attempt. They're throwing down the field much more than they have in the past, and one of the reasons is because of the speed. They got Cooks, Will Fuller, and Kenny Stills all ran in the 4.3s at their combines coming out of college. Randall Cobb, as you know very well, Randall ran a 4.46, but his game right now is all about brains and hands and footwork, and he made a tremendous touchdown catch against the Titans on a broken route. And so they're coming off their best game. Watson has 300-yard games in a row. That ties his career high set in 2018. And if he does it against the Packers, that'll be a career high. Another thing about Watson, this team last year scored 30 points twice, back-to-back games over Atlanta and at Kansas City. And then they went 16 games without the offense scoring 30 points because they had 31 in the playoff loss at Kansas City because special teams have touchdown. But then in the last two games, they've hit 30 again. So they're playing a lot better on offense. They can't run the ball very well. Their run defense is the worst I've ever seen in my 44 years of covering the NFL. And the pass defense is not very good either.
The you mentioned the play calling, and I first of all let me say this: I agree with you on the Romeo Crennel going for it. I mean, Romeo Crennel, he's an interim coach until they hire another coach, correct?
Yeah, he's not a candidate to get the job.
So he's trying to get this team wins, nothing more. I mean, he's not fighting for a job at this point. He's just merely trying to get this team wins and put their confidence back in place and trying to get them to stack a little bit of success. I mean, I don't have a problem with that, right?
A lot of people did. It's amazing. Knee-jerk reactions by a lot of people. And then when I explain it, do you go with the win with Watson from the two-yard line, or do you put it on your defensive shoulders? And anybody says they would put it on the defense in that situation is clueless about the Texans this season. But I saw that all over the country. People are just blasting him. And players like to go up, be aggressive. He's gone for it, fourth down three times. He succeeded every time, including touchdown on Cooks caught the touchdown on fourth down. So why not? What do they have to lose in that situation? I've been saying every week, win or lose on Watson's arm, don't give the ball to David Johnson at the one-yard line to be stuffed. Don't give the ball to David Johnson in the red zone. Put it in Watson's hands, and if it doesn't work, at least you know it didn't work with your best player, not one of the running backs, and certainly don't want to put it on the defense.
I know the defense has played extremely bad. You haven't played exactly the easiest competition either. The Chiefs, the Ravens, the Steelers, you know, Titans. I mean, you're talking about some juggernauts. You know, do you think that, you know, when you get to the Jaguars, maybe the Browns, a lackluster Patriots team, the Lions, the Colts, you know, that suddenly things begin to look up a little bit, the Bengals?
Plus, they play the last game here is against Tennessee on January 3rd, and I wrote yesterday, Mike Vrabel, have mercy on their defense, rest Derrick Henry to keep him from having a third consecutive 200-yard game against the Texans, and maybe they'll have their playoff seed secured. But, yeah, the schedule does get easier, but they're going to have to win shootouts like the game at Tennessee where you have to score a lot of points. That wasn't their MO last year. It has to be this year. If they could run the ball better, you know, you control the ball, control the clock, keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline with Matt LaFleur. But as it is now, they can't run the ball. And so the other teams are getting a lot of possessions. Going into the game Sunday at Tennessee, the Texans were last in average time of possession, 25 minutes a game. So their opponents had 10 more minutes a game to beat them, and they did. And the only guy I picked them to start 0-3, and then I thought they'd beat Minnesota and Jacksonville and be 2-3 going into the Tennessee and Green Bay games, and then their bye week. And the bad one was the Vikings. Vikings came in here. They were awful. Kirk Cousins had been awful. And Dalvin Cook killed them. Cousins killed them. And they lost by 8. And that's what got Bill O'Brien fired, because they were going in the wrong direction. But they've slowly turned around the passing game as Watson's become more familiar with those new players and a new play caller. But their defense, I'll tell you a great stat. 2 years ago, they had 82 yards a game rushing. First 9 games last year, 84 yards a game rushing. Since then, 169 yards a game rushing. All of a sudden, how do you do that? I'm sorry, the last 9 last year was 163. In one season, first 9, 84, second 9, counting 2 playoff games, 163. How does that happen? And you'll see when they play Sunday, their defense looks poorly prepared, poorly coached. They look, players are out of position. They're grabbing jerseys. They're making mental errors. They look at each other like, I thought that was your man, and that doesn't bode well for the coaching. Now, Romeo Crennel's an interim coach. He's one of the all-time best defensive coordinators. They have a first-time defensive coordinator in Anthony Weaver, their defensive line coach. But Crennel, players look like they're thinking too much. You go to the KISS method, because it just says, see ball, get ball, and don't make them think too much.
There you go. That is the incredible writer, John McClain, writes for the Houston Chronicle and covers the Texans down there in Houston. He joined us a little bit earlier today on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 85-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. He's mad. He has a right to be mad. But should he be mad? Because he knew it was coming, right? We'll talk about it next on the Bill Michael Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update. Brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers suffered a number of injuries Sunday in that loss to the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. Defensive lineman Tyler Lancaster suffered a shoulder injury. Backup defensive back Perry Nickerson injured his hamstring on special teams early in the game and was placed on IR yesterday. And left tackle David Bakhtiari exited the game with a chest injury.
I can just tell you that it's definitely not season ending. I'm just going to take it one step at a time and I'll be back out there.
Hey, guy.
I'll leave it at that.
Up next, the Packers have another road trip against the Houston Texans. Sunday at noon at NRG Stadium, the Texans feature quarterback Deshaun Watson and defensive end J.J. Watt, but so far they're only 1-5. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
We have to be locked in. We got to make sure that as coaches, we're asking our players to do things that they're capable of doing. And, you know, you got to take it one day at a time. We're going to have another tough opponent, I promise you. I know that they're coming off a tough loss versus the Tennessee Titans, who I know pretty well, and I got a lot of respect for that football team. And it was a game that certainly Houston could have won.
That's Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back. We are glad to have you. A couple minutes before we get out of here, but Ryan Fitzpatrick, not happy. Not happy that he is getting benched. He said, I felt like it was my team, and that's why my heart was so heavy yesterday. My heart just hurt all day. It was heartbreaking for me to be benched because they're putting in Tua. He said, I have to separate my feelings and be professional. I want Tua to play well. I've been a starter. I've been benched all kinds of different ways, but this was kind of the first place other than Buffalo that I've been fully committed and invested. I felt it was my team. I basically got fired yesterday, and today my day consisted of Zoom meetings with the guy that fired me and sitting in a room with the guy who's going to replace me for 4 hours. That's tough. And look, Fitzpatrick is not having a bad season. It's not like he's playing horrifically. It's one thing if you get benched and they say, okay, it's time for the young kid to take over. It's another thing, though, if you're playing okay, you're not playing bad football. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, by the way, when you talk about passing yards, he's already thrown for 1,535 yards. 10 touchdowns, 7 picks. And, you know, his completion percentage is you know, not bad. So he's still, he's just outside of, well, no, he's a little bit lower than that. Am I reading this wrong? He's not having a bad season. But completion percentage-wise, not great. He is, well, then again, the completion percentage is, he's right in there with everybody else, with some of the better ones, with Cam Newton, Deshaun Watson, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen. So, not a bad day at the office. But 10 touchdowns, 7 picks. He's sitting about 12th in the league in when it comes to passing yards. And passer rating on the season. Where does he rank? See, you got to get rid of all the guys there that, okay. You got to get rid of all the guys that have thrown one or two passes. He's only like 12th in the league. He's got a 95 quarterback rating. Aaron Rodgers, a 109.7. So give you a little bit of a comparison. Dak Prescott's 99.6. Lamar Jackson's 99.2. So he's not throwing bad footballs. But, yesterday, that was it. They made the decision. They're going to go with Tua. their first round draft choice. And you knew it was coming, but you feel for the guy because you figured they'd at least let Tua sit for a year, right? Nah, baby, nah. But Fitzpatrick says he has a heavy heart today. So, all right, we're going to get out of the negativity tomorrow. We're going to talk about the Packers season. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette's going to be here. Going to talk some Big Ten football. Jerry DiNardo of the Big Ten Network. And don't forget, tomorrow's a Fantasy Football Thursday. Kate Majuk is going to be here as well. So we got a big one on tap again tomorrow. But until then, it's time for us to get out of here. Have a good one.
See you.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.